You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
It is week 116 of Destiny Pizzas. It is July 29th. It is Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. 2015. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stesker.
Let's talk about some We Viewed Reviewed.
All right. I saw a movie this week. I saw Ex Machina.
No, I see. Interesting. I wanted to see how you pronounce it, because some people say Ex Machina, which I think is correct.
That's the right way, isn't it?
Yeah, and then some people say like Ex Machina.
Really? I guess it's about robots, so I guess machine. But
yeah, but I think Machina has to do
I think that's how you actually say, like, that's a term.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of that one. Ex Machina. Let's see. We'll talk about it, and then I'll interject.
So it's this British film, I think, with Domhnall Gleeson and Oscar Isaac.
Yes, it is
Isaac.
British.
Yes. I think it says it in the beginning.
And Alicia Vikander.
Yes. So they're like the three main characters. So Stude.
Oh, yeah. You're right. It is a portion of the phrase Deus Ex Machina, meaning God from the machine.
Yeah.
So it just means the machine.
Okay. Yeah, so it's Domhnall Gleeson is brought to, he wins this lottery to be part of an experiment at the founder of his company's house to do, because the founder is Oscar Isaac. He's like a, he's like the guy, he's like Google. He like owns the Google in that world.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. And he's, like, really smart.
Sergey Brin.
What?
That's
the guy. It's okay. The guy here on Google. Yeah. Okay. So he's him. And then Domhnall Gleeson's, he wins a lottery to go and be part of this experiment. He goes to his house where Oscar Isaac's character is, like, developing artificial intelligence. And he wants Domhnall Gleeson to spend a week with the machine and learn if he can determine if it's real artificial intelligence or if it's
like programmed.
Yeah, if it's programmed or if it's showing real thought and like its own thinking.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like it was an interesting move. So it's like it's just the whole week of Vaughn's going and stuff. It's a thriller, so there's twists and turns and stuff. So, but it was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool.
What do you rate it?
I'd probably give it like a 5.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like a slow build because it's like, yeah, it was just shot in a way where it was just like, at first you have no idea what's going on, and then you start to figure it out, and then it like turns on you, and then it's like, it was a slow build, and then the last like half hour is craziness.
Mm-hmm. Compared to, this sounds a lot like that episode of Black Mirror.
That's exactly what I thought when I was thinking Black Mirror because Domhnall Gleeson was in Black Mirror as a machine.
Yeah, I totally didn't even make that connection.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But he was in that as a machine. And I was like, wait, Black Mirror. And it felt like Black Mirror. I don't know if it was the whole,
if like
both
anyone
British,
else was. Or if like maybe someone that worked on Black Mirror worked on this.
Maybe that too. But it did kind of feel like a long Black Mirror episode.
How do you compare it? Which one did you prefer? Did you prefer one over the other? Or
like a specific episode or like
no do you series? Do you prefer that episode from Black Mirror versus this?
I like that episode. I think I like this a little bit more than that episode.
Okay, because I really like that episode.
Yeah, I like that episode a lot. But
did you ever see Her?
Yeah.
Which if you had to put those three in order.
Oh, Her first, then this, and then probably that episode.
Mm-hmm.
But what
about AI with Haley Joel? I'm just kidding.
Too far. I do like that movie. But, yeah, I mean, this movie could have been, like, in a Black Mirror, like, length, too. It mm-hmm. could have been shortened down to that. But it was kind of like, it just wanted you to slowly build into it instead of just revealing too much, I think.
I think I was wrong. I think Ex Machina might mean from the machine.
Oh.
Because Deus Ex, Deus, I assume, means God.
I don't know.
In Latin.
Makes sense.
I might as well just look that up.
Why don't we just find out?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really good acting. It was good. And I like Domhnall Gleeson a lot. He's kind of the same character I've seen in like... He like seemed like the same type of character in the Black Mirror episode too. He's kind of similar.
Interesting. And you also saw that Superman lives. Death of Superman lives.
Oh, yeah.
What
Death
happened.
Of Superman lives. I saw that. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. I dug all the... It'd be really interesting to see that movie. And they were doing a lot. Like, they're just putting so many characters in there that, like... Like, the fact that they didn't use any of those characters in, like, the four Superman movies they had before, and they would have used, like, Brainiac, Doomsday, and Lex Luthor, and all of them in the same movie. And
well, it was a very cool comic book-based movie.
Very,
like,
yeah.
That's
and the budget he wanted to have would have been crazy.
Yeah, and like I don't even think they would have had to have gone over budget.
Yeah,
like
yeah, because there were so many like things they were doing with
and that
the
was
buildings
back,
and the
and that was back in '96.
Yeah,
like this isn't even now. Like now it's somewhat more affordable to do those kind of things that they wanted to do.
Yeah,
but back then I don't think it would have been feasible.
And the fact that they were going to use that one building in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
because like, they. Like, when Tim Burton did the Batman movies, they just used, like, a set. They didn't really use any external shots or, like, huge buildings. But the fact they're going to use, like, that
and like
pretty crazy.
A big cast. Chris Rock.
Yeah. A lot of big names in
Nick
it.
Nick Cage.
Yeah.
At that time, he was, like, an Oscar winner,
oh,
Nick Cage.
Huge, yeah.
Oh, he's still an Oscar winner, but...
Yeah. Yeah, but... Yeah.
That was
but
more...
But he was, yeah, he's not as made fun of as he is now kind of thing. But, yeah, that would have been a real cool movie to see.
Mm-hmm.
Just the whole idea of it.
I was talking to one of my coworkers about it because he just saw it too. And I was saying, do you think... This is a weird question to ask. I realize I shouldn't have asked him this question because he's just like, what a fucking nerd. So he probably said. I was like, do you think Marvel movies as we know them would have existed now if that movie came out? Like, potentially that movie could have come out.
Mm-hmm.
The Superman Lives movie could have come out. Failed horribly.
Yeah.
And then Marvel would be like, no way we're going to make an Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, that's... It's...
But then again, the Hulk came out...
It would have led to... It's all of what would have started with X-Men. What would have X-Men... Would have Fox would have done?
Yeah.
Would Fox be like, oh, we can do it, though, and...
Was X-Men before Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
X-Men was like 99, 2000. And then Spider-Man was like 2002 or something. But it's kind of like... It was kind of on Fox and Sony at the time.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really led to the
Marvel.
So I think if they would have done the same thing, it would have been the same. But the question is, would they have done it? Or is it like, is Warner Brothers just a joke because they like just screwed up on Batman? They just screwed up on Superman. Then would that have like...
Would that have killed the Dark Knight trilogy maybe?
Would that ruin the whole... Yeah, like would it have taken them longer to use the... I mean, it's hard to tell because it all bleeds into each other of what happens. So, like, you could say, oh, other studios will think they can do it, go in a different direction. But I think, like, Warner Brothers would have turned it back around. Like, if they waited, like, what was it, 10 years from Batman to Batman, they still would have seen other superhero movies and been like, okay, I think if we pivot, so it may have still happened. But I like to think the crazy thing, what if the movie was a success?
Yeah.
That is the crazier thing, because then what would we do? We get more Tim Burton.
More Tim Burton.
Like, we
as if that need,
total...
As if that guy needs more money. You see, like, a little bit of his house in that movie, and you're like, wow, this is crazy.
He looks like he literally lives in, like, one of his castles from one of his, like, animated, claymation movies or whatever.
It just seems so bizarre.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing to me is when you see that old footage of him, when he's talking about the movie Vincent.
Yeah.
That he made, and he, like, looks... He looks almost like one of his characters from Frankenweenie. You know, the Igor character?
Yeah.
He looks like that character. It's creepy.
Yeah. So, I mean, that would have been... I mean, it's just hard to know what would have happened with that movie, because the chance it could have... Like, because superhero movies at the time were just like Batman and stuff like that, so it would have been totally different from... It would have been the first thing of its kind... Like what they're trying to do.
What do you rate that one, the documentary?
Oh. Probably give it... Give like a 7. It was really good.
It was really good.
It was interesting. It was just like, I didn't know much about that, except like little trailer I saw for that documentary and the couple of drawings and the Nick Cage, a couple of pictures. But you saw a bunch of suits. You saw a bunch of Superman suits.
And, like, they explained the context of the suit.
Yeah, they explained the context. They explained the story of what was going on.
Was it, like, Kev or Rob or Roy? Was that little robot that he was supposed to have?
I thought that was so interesting. Oh, yeah, his pet
yeah.
that, like, turns into Jor-El later or something. Yeah. That is a really cool idea.
That was so bizarre to me, though.
Yeah, like, really bizarre. But that's why some of these ideas were, like, oh, that's cool. That's a cool idea. And then some were like, that's a crazy idea.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what the one producer was saying about some things. And then like...
And then he said it wasn't true.
And then it wasn't true. And then it didn't end up changing that way. But then they were like, oh, but he actually can't fly or whatever. They want to see more jumps. But is that they just want to see more? But then he was obviously going to fly. So it was like a bunch of stuff that was like got changed anyway. It seemed like the producer had all those weird, crazy ideas, but then like Tim Burton had his vision, and they were going on the Tim Burton vision more so than the whatever the producer
John Peters
was trying to do.
That was really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we'll go into the discussion this week. What actor would you like to see in the MCU? Let's go to Twitter. Actually, we were at like a get together thing yesterday, and I was talking to some people about this, and these two girls said Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
First they said Olivia Munn, and I was like, and then they're like, oh well, she's in the X-Men universe, and then we had to clarify.
Yeah,
saying like, well, it's not the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
He said, Edwin says, having just watched Jake Gyllenhaal in Southpaw, I'd like to see him be the Black Bolt. I'd say Punisher, but that's taken.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you?
I think for me, I was thinking actually James Earl Jones. I don't know what character. I don't know what character. He could maybe just do a voice, or he could, because I haven't seen him in actually a movie in a while. But I mean, he could do a voice, or he could be play somebody. But I think that voice is just so amazing. to use it would be awesome.
For some reason, my mind went to Inglourious Basterds, so I was thinking either Christoph Waltz,
because
I love him and everything he's been in.
Oh, if he could be somebody with Hydra or something,
yeah. Or Diane Kruger, who is the actress in Inglourious Basterds. Like she's like the woman who plays an actress.
Okay.
And then I was thinking for her, it would be Madame Hydra.
Ah.
Because we haven't seen any strong females in Hydra.
Really. Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, not even in S.H.I.E.L.D.
You see, like, Kobe Smulders. Let me see.
She's not in Hydra.
No, I mean, in S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, I mean, I was talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Hydra agents. There's no real... Yeah. Because they really should go that way. Would make sense.
And I liked her a lot in Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, she was good. Which is good.
Yeah. So this week's discussion, cool. I guess. Should it be about King Kong? I can't think of anything else.
I mean, it could be, I guess. What was it?
I gotta go. What's your favorite, like, summer movie? Do you have, like, a summer movie?
That you watch in the summer, every summer?
Or just reminds you of summer?
Oh.
Like, I would say The Way, Way Back is kind of like a summer movie.
Mm-hmm. Because it takes place during summer.
It takes place during the summer. Mm-hmm. Endless Summer is a summer movie. Because it's about surfing guys who surf like in the northern hemisphere during the summer. And then they surf in the southern hemisphere in the winter. So they never have... They always have a summer.
Oh, yeah. Always summer.
Yeah. And then like Adventureland. That's a summer movie. Yeah. It takes place during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us your favorite summer movie. Summer. We're in the full swing of summer.
Yeah. Right in the middle, I would say. The heart of summer.
Yeah, so the what are they called? Indian days of summer.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is it? Yeah, the Indian days of summer. It's the hottest days of summer. Mm-hmm. Called the Indian days of summer. Because Indian people are known to be so hot. And by hot, I mean stinky because they sweat so much. Indian summer, maybe? Let me find out this word, this phrase. Yeah, Indian summer.
Oh, okay.
Is a period of unseasonably warm, dry weather that sometimes occurs in autumn in the northern hemisphere. Oh, I guess not.
I guess it's in autumn.
Yeah, and it occurs late September to mid-November.
Dog days of summer. That's a thing.
And those are like the... I'm going to find out what that means. What do you think the dog days of summer?
Like the dog gets so hot they're panting?
Yeah,
Is that really
dog days are first to the sultry days of summer.
Is it because dog? Is
nope,
that the origin?
Nope. Oh, dang. Oh, wait. Yeah.
Dog the bounty hunter?
No, okay. They mostly occur in July and August, which is typically observed as the hottest summer temperatures. In the southern hemisphere, though, they occur in February and March.
Well, yeah. Wait, but what's the origin of the term dog days of summer?
Whoa, this is interesting.
That's what I'm curious about.
The Romans referred to the dog days as dies canicularis, and associated the hot weather with the star Sirius. They considered Sirius to be the dog star because it's the brightest star in the constellation Canis Major, large dog. This linkage first appeared in the Greek poem Phenomena by Aratus.
Yeah, Phenomena.
Yeah. Whoa, how weird. Southpaw, dog, Phenomenus, or Phenomena by... Yeah, that's crazy. While Sirius' association with the summer heat is found in an earlier Greek poem, Work and Days by Hesiod in 700 BC... Sirius is also the brightest star in the night sky. The term dog days was used earlier by the Greeks. Wow. The dog days originally were the time of the year when Sirius rose just before or at the same time as the sun, which is no longer true owing to precession of the equinoxes. Dog days were popularly believed to be an evil time. The sea boiled, the wine turned sour, dogs grew mad, and all other creatures became languid, causing to man, among other diseases, burning fevers, hysterics, and frenzics, according to Brady's Clavis Calendaria, 1813. It is classically depicted as Orion's dog. The ancient Greeks thought that Sirius's emanations could affect dogs adversely, making them behave abnormally during the dog days, the hottest days of the summer. The Romans knew these days as dies canicularis, and the star Sirius was called canicula, little dog. The excessive panting of dogs in hot weather was thought to place them at risk of desiccation and disease. In extreme cases, a foaming dog might have rabies, which could infect and kill humans whom they had bitten. Homer in the Iliad describes the approach of Achilles towards Troy in these words: Sirius rises late in the dark, liquid sky on summer nights, stars. Orion's dog, they call it, brightest of all, but an evil portent, bringing heat and fevers to suffering humanity. So there's a lot.
That's crazy. Comprehensive.
Yeah, that's a lot. I feel like it was a roundabout way of saying that they thought that these days were so hot that they made dogs go crazy.
I think so, yeah.
And also has to do with this dog star.
That was the part I didn't see coming.
So yeah, summer movie. That's
yes.
A discussion.
What summer movie?
Yeah, what reminds you of the dog days of summer?
Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't think of this discussion earlier. I could have used this one. Like, yeah. I feel like this is a good summer movie. Like, not summer blockbuster movies, but like a movie about summer.
Yeah.
Like a road trip movie. Maybe Vacation is your summer movie. Actually, yeah. Yeah, because the first one takes place. European Vacation, I think, also takes place in summer. Mm. So, yeah. Come back tomorrow for This Week in Movies in the Now, in which I talk about Vacation. And then we're also going to have some trailer talk. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye. We'll be right back.